brought to you almost live from the Dude in the Basement Studios. Why? Because that's where the good stuff is. It sips, suds, and smokes with your smoking host, the good old boys. Suds, suds, suds. It's time for more suds.
Welcome, everyone, to this suds segment where we don't just sit around and drink beer all the time. I mean, sometimes we have to go to the store and get more beer. That's tough. It's tough all over.
First world problems.
Exactly. Well, I'm one of your hosts, Good Old Gal Juliana, and joining me at the table today is Good Old Boy Kendall.
I am really happy I'm here to be a part of this.
Yay! Reverend Mark, thank you for being here.
Me too. This is a celebration of life.
Good Old Boy Sparky.
And beer. And I'm glad beer. To be here too.
Good Old Boy Dave.
I'm glad all these fools are here at the table with us, except this guy.
What? And Good Old Boy Timmy, hello.
Hello. I'm glad to be around good beer, good people, and Dave.
Tim.
Well, today's episode is a bottle share, but it's more than that. On October 4th, 2022, we lost a very dear friend and member of the Sips, Suds, and Smokes family, David Cornelius Caperton III, a.k.a. Good Old Boy Caperton, passed away suddenly and left a big hole in all of our lives.
There are very few people in the world who were more passionate about Saisons. Good Old Boy Caperton drank them and brewed them. He was a champion for the ones he liked and a pretty harsh critic of the ones he didn't.
So today, just like any group of beer nerds would, we have each brought a beer that either we think Caperton would have liked, we know he liked, or one that reminds us of him. We'll also hear from a couple of the good old boys who couldn't join us today. And we'll also share some good old boy Caperton stories as we go along. Good old boy Kendall, why don't you give us the suds ratings for today?
We'll be discussing and rating these beers with these suds ratings, plus our signature belching sounds. Here are those ratings now. 1, that sucks. Give me anything but a bud. 2, was that a belch? 3. Ah, what a relief. 4. A body should really not make that sound. And 5. Listen to that hang time. Give me another.
Thank you. Okay, so to start things off, let's start with Reverend Mark. What did you bring today?
I brought something very fresh, and supposedly because of that, it's seasonal, which is what Saison translates as, seasonal.
Nice.
Yeah, and so it is the Yazoo's anniversary birthday Saison. Hmm. It is a collaborative that they have done with Perennial. And the malts came from local, or I guess regional, maltster Riverbend, and so it's put together with Pilsner, Vienna, and rye malts. And the reason I chose this, well, there are several good reasons, but as we think about our dear friend Caperton, this is a collaboration. And, you know, for me at least, as I, you know, got to know Caperton over the years, there are a lot of things that we shared with each other. He was a very special person on different levels. Some of our life journeys were very similar. But as we would talk about Saisons, what are you going to brew next? What's your going to be in your grist? So forth and so on. We were kind of collaborating. And I think, you know, this is one style where, you know, that is kind of the way, you know, sort of the boundaries are not all that tight. on what these beers are comprised of. Mm-hmm. And so I think this kind of is symbolic in a way of what Saisons are about historically and kind of the, the collaborative spirit that I always felt with our dear brother.
I like it. Yeah, I like it. And also, he spent so much time in St. Louis that I feel that this is very appropriate because he spent a lot of time at Yazoo and he would talk about St. Louis all the time.
And plus, I met my wife at Yazoo.
So, there we go.
And there's that.
And then there's that.
Yeah. What do you guys think of this beer? Kendall, what do you think about it?
It's a nice little Saison. I would call it a gateway Saison.
Yeah.
You know, it doesn't have a lot of those intense flavors you get from some of them.
Yeah.
But it's one that I think any beer drinker would enjoy. So it's really approachable and it's easy drinking and a good introduction to what Saison is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, historically, Saisons were very, you know, of course, they were brewed more in the later fall, winter, and then kept over until the summer.
For the farmhands.
And for the farmhands. So they really were kind of table beers, and they were kind of like the Belgian equivalent of just a pale ale. And so, you know, I think, you know, in that way, this is kind of within the style parameters of what we're, you know, speaking about. Of course, we will be getting into other interpretations, which are going to be far more incredible, but this is the
there's no ABV on this can, but it almost, I would call it a petite Saison. It feels very low ABV.
Very, very much
right. Yeah. Sub 5, I would
feel like. Oh, yeah. Like it was, right. Feels like it.
This would be a great gateway Saison for, you know, like a Nashorette on a party bus. Like,
yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it's very crushable, though.
Then we just fooled them into drinking a Saison. Aha, take that.
Easily drink a few of these.
You just drink a real beer.
So, actually, this is 5.5% ABV.
Wow. A little bigger than I thought.
Yep. And it says a classic French Saison ale in collab with their friends from Perennial Artisan Ales, brewed with Pilsner Vienna and rye malts from Riverbend with a special yeast from Escarpment Labs and dry hopped with New Zealand hops.
Hmm. Well, that's the problem. It's French.
Yeah. It's interesting they use the New Zealand hops on it. And that's kind of an interesting turn. But it's still a nice beer. It's very. I'm not always a huge Saison fan. I think sometimes to Mark's earlier point, I think they get a little more, you know, out there. But I think this is one that even if you are not traditionally a Saison fan, it's still kind of even keeled enough that you can really enjoy it. Yeah.
And I love that it's in a 12-ounce can. So, I mean, this could be the perfect lawnmower Saison
in a can.
That's not what you normally run into.
Which I think Caverton would have really liked.
Yeah.
Pop
and, you know, another whole thing we could get into, but I'm sure we don't have time for, is that, you know, a Saison is a farmhouse ale, but not all farmhouse ales are Saisons.
True.
You know. you just blew everyone's mind.
No, but yeah, you're so right. And to me, this is so of what Caperton.
He could take these camping.
Like I could see him, you know, that like most of us would have a lager, a pale ale, or, you know, something else to bring to the campsite.
He'd be bringing this.
Yeah. You know, 100%. He'd totally be bringing this. So, what shall we rate the birthday Saison from Yazoo?
I'll give it a.
Yeah. It's a really nice 4. Thank you so much for bringing this, Reverend Mark.
Delighted.
It's beautiful. Very, very beautiful. Okay. Moving on to our next one. How about we go with good old boy Sparky?
Let's do it.
All right. Well, thanks. So what I brought is I think it's actually a beer that Caperton brought. It's Barrique's Petite Sipper. And I think he had a very special place in his heart for Barrique and all the amazing things they're doing there. And I'll tell you with Caperton, I think, you know, just one thing about him is I think his first of all, just loved having a conversation with him because he was just, you know, such a deep guy.
Yeah.
And really, you know, his hatred of kudzu was only matched by his hatred for Nazis. And it was always nice having discussions with him.
That's right. On Caperton that front. Versus the alt-right was...
It was always a good time, man. Like, good Lord, he was... never want to get in a fight with that guy because no. You're going to lose, like, probably physically. I mean, I'm a wee lad.
He was a little intimidating.
Well, I think he would beat you physically, but also intellectually, he could really.
No question about it.
He knew his stuff,
So, yeah, but just a wonderful friend to have. And, like, you know, like at any beer festival and. Tim, it seems like I bump in the two of you guys like randomly.
we definitely tag teamed a lot of beer festivals together. He was always like one of the first people to buy tickets, and I would always be the person that didn't buy the tickets. And then when it approached and I couldn't find a free ticket, I'd be like, "Hey, any chance you got a ticket?
Yeah,
sure. Come on. Come join me." And then, you know, he was the easiest person to find at a beer festival.
Exactly.
Yeah. He's like up here. Yeah. For a short line. Guys. Yeah.
He was what? 6'4"? 6'5"?
I think 6'5".
Yeah. Had to be. Yeah. Big
but he always wore those huge platform guar boots that would always know.
Yeah. Hey. He had a special look. Just look Doc for the, Martens.
Look just for like the beard. Look did. For the big beard, you know, and everything. Yeah.
But I guess the last thing I'd say is just like, it was always just like whenever I go to a brewery or anything like that, oh, Capernaum's here. This is great. It doesn't matter what happens today. Like, oh, he's here. This is going to be a fun time. We're going to have a good time.
Yeah.
Yeah. It'll be interesting.
Yeah. It'll be interesting. There will be some opinions. Yes.
Exactly. Like when you say what's up, it's not like a rhetorical question. He's like, well, that's tough to tell you.
It's coming.
Yeah.
Well, we'll be back with more musings on beer and Caperton in just a minute.
Rolling clouds and crashing surf, iridescent dunes reflecting by the light of a rising, glowing moon. Seashore mesmerizing, night breeze hypnotizing. We've come across these back roads none too soon. Look to the left, to the right. Keep your eyes on the road, my darling. Wondering if we're only passing through. Open roads and open windows. My hand is yours forever, sweet love.
Welcome back, everyone. Today is a special episode as we pay homage to our dearly beloved good old boy Caperton. And good old boy Sparky brought the Petite Sipper from Barrique Brewing and Blending here in our backyard in Nashville. It's a 3%, I count it, 3% ABV farmhouse ale / saison.
Wow.
It's their sour table saison re-fermented with Tennessee grown watermelons.
Oh.
So sweet watermelon juice is balanced with a touch of cucumber flavor from the watermelon rind that they use in this beer. The saison is more on the gentle side with a light to moderate acidity.
This is delicious.
It is beautiful. And watermelon can go so wrong in a beer.
Oh, the worst.
But when it's done well, I still think about the one we had out of Colorado.
Yes. From
that brewery, you know, the one in Colorado.
Dave, what? Your favorite brewery in Colorado.
Trinity.
The one that did
Trinity?
The watermelon. Trinity. No, the one that did the watermelon.
Pipeworks? Black Project.
That's why we should watermelon Dorado.
I can see it. It's the Skull. It's the Scully series.
Yeah,
yeah.
It starts with a P.
Paradox.
Paradox. Yeah, yes.
That was the best watermelon beer I've ever had. But then this one.
Yeah, and also sorry, there was
up to it.
There was one from
Haw River.
Yeah, from Haw River and
Rind.
Yes,
yeah. Which we had with Caperton.
Yes, we did
at the. The festival.
State of Origin.
State of Origin by Fontaflora Festival, yeah.
And the watermelon in this is so flavorful.
And it is.
Just, it tastes like watermelon. It's not fake at all.
Yeah, it's not like that candy, awful Jolly Rancher watermelon grossness.
And I would have never thought of watermelon in a Saison, but it works really well.
It does. I totally am picking up on the cucumber piece, which also just like really locks it all in.
I like this.
Yeah. And good old boy Mike likes it. So
it's a winner.
Yeah. I didn't mean to cut you off, but the moment that I tasted this watermelon, it just brought me back to the state of origin because I think we went back to that place like four or five times.
Absolutely.
For that watermelon. And it was rindy too. In fact, it might have even said rind.
Well,
when we went to
GABF,
the name of the beer.
And we saw the Paradox beer. Reverend Mark found it first, and like once we all got in line, we kept going back and back.
Oh yeah,
back through that line.
And even Mike was like behind the counter.
Yeah,
he was like,
how many pounds of watermelon did you put in this?
Oh yeah, he was blown away. And then we were trying to like go to every package shop we could.
Yeah, just to find
to grab some.
Yeah, and then remember we were in Colorado, like we were outside of Denver when we found it. It was just random.
Yep.
And the guy's like, oh yeah, they've all been here.
Yeah,
everybody's why it's like tucked in the back.
People have been picking through it.
Yeah,
because it's freaking awesome.
Such a delightful beer. And 3%?
I know.
Yeah,
I know. It's like,
no,
it's pretty much a like a,
how do you get this much flavor in 3%?
It's crazy.
Exactly.
This is absolutely stunning.
It's not too sour.
No, it's a nice balance. Just, like
acidity. Tart, but yeah.
You know, and I think Dave would have been happy too, just because he was always like a homer, like a home fan, right? Of our local guys that didn't
when
suck.
When they got it right, he would cheer him on.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, and he was a fan of Joel.
Oh, for sure.
Like from absolutely. The beginning.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Huge, yeah. And the Yazoo beer that Reverend Mark brought, I mean, same thing like Sparky said about cheering on the locals when they do great things and things like that. Like he was a big, you know, he's
calling them out when they suck.
Well, I was going to say,
also,
he'd wear them out on the other side, though.
But,
yeah.
You know, but then that made his like positive opinions more valid. And, you know, he's not just blowing smoke up your butt. You know, like,
that's a great point.
He would let you know. And so I do remember going to Yazoo there with him a lot, the old tap room. And when he was when the Embrace the Funk stuff started going, he'd join the clubs and the mug clubs.
Yeah.
And, I think he had mugs places he wouldn't really even go that much, but he's like, oh, they started a mug club. They probably want some money, so I'll give him some cash.
Hook him up, yeah. I just remember like every other time he would come here to record, it'd be a story about some Facebook battle.
Oh my God. Every time.
Yeah, man. Some of those were just like absolutely brutal. Yeah, do not want to go head to head against him.
Dude, for real, man.
Yeah, for real. Well, okay, so what shall we rate the Petite Sipper from Barrique? Yeah. This one is a resounding 5. This is beautiful. Good old boy Sparky, thank you so much for bringing this. Yeah. Okay, now let's move on to good old boy Kendall. What did you bring, good old boy Kendall?
Well, I went and checked my beer fridge and cellar first. And surprisingly, I did not have any Saisons. That's probably because I don't sit on them. I drink them. So
well, that's probably good you don't sit on them. That would be uncomfortable.
Yeah.
I stopped by one of my favorite stores here in town to pick up that has a good beer selection. And, you know, I just, I was looking for something classy. So when I think Saison, there's really only one beer that ever comes to mind. So sure. I saw it. They had it in a small 12-ounce bottles.
Really?
In a 4-pack, which I almost picked up. And then I saw the big boy, the Cork and Cage Saison DuPont.
Yeah.
And you really can't talk about Saison without talking about Saison DuPont. It is really the prototype. I feel like it is Saison. Every other Saison is trying to be Saison DuPont. At least in America. And I've actually heard brewers say, yeah, our model for this beer was Saison DuPont. We're just trying to do that one. And it's just a fantastic classic. And I don't know if I really talked at length to Caperton about this beer, but I'm guessing he liked it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I mean, but people trying to replicate this, it's like you start painting and you want to paint the Mona Lisa. Like,
right.
Yeah, good, you know. Good try.
Yeah,
go for it. Pat on the head.
Go for it. Good job, young lad. But,
it's just a beautiful Saison. It's always going to probably be my favorite. If I'm in a mood for Saison and I'm in a, you know, a beer store and there's 5-6 on the shelf, but there's this one, I'm probably going for this one because I know what I'm going to get.
It's a safe bet.
It's a safe bet, and it's a fantastic beer, and I can't drink it without thinking about Dave and miss the guy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I've got a good Dave story if we have time for it.
Yeah, go ahead.
We do. Do it.
So we talked about earlier about how Dave could be an intimidating presence at a beer fest.
And no.
Well, if you got on the wrong side of Dave, and this is what's funny, is my first real experience with Dave was at the very first Funk Fest, and I think I accidentally cut in line in front of him.
Oh, no.
Oh, you didn't.
Yeah, and I remember Dave looking down at me, and I'm 6'2", so I found Dave a very striking presence. He was much bigger than I am. He looked down at me and gave me a side eye and said, "Oh, so that's how it is now." I think this was like, I don't know when the first Funk Fest was, 2012, 2013, somewhere around there.
Yeah,
probably. But, you know, to my, I would say in my defense, there weren't really lines at Funk Fest.
No, it was a lot of people.
It was a free for all.
But I think I got between Dave and his beer, and he was not happy.
Well,
about
that, was, that was the important thing right there.
Yeah.
But I still think about that memory. I don't know if we ever really talked about it because from after that, Dave and I got to be friends, and I love the guy, and he seemed to tolerate me. And I miss him so much, but I still remember my first real close up experience with Dave was quite scary.
Yeah,
sure.
I think a lot of people would probably say that.
Yeah, don't get between Dave and his beer.
Yeah,
right.
No, definitely not.
Right. So, for those of you that don't know what we are talking about in terms of the beer, this is Saison DuPont from Belgium. This is a 6.5% ABV Saison. It is a world classic beer and the yardstick for one of Belgium's most important beer styles, which, yes, I could say that. It is the most admired and imitated Saison in the world. A strong vital yeast is key to full attenuation and thus to the style. Saison DuPont is straw colored with a dense creamy head.
Yes,
we can totally attest to that. The nose is alive, like fresh baked bread, estuary with citrus and spice notes, full-bodied and malty. It sparkles on the palate and finishes with a zesty hop and citrus attack.
I think those citrus notes are what really jump out at this. Like, beyond all other Saisons, this one, it's so lemony and like bright and fresh.
But it's
ridiculous.
It's earthy and it's bready and it's got so much going on with it.
Yeah.
It's such a complex beer.
Yeah. And there's a little creaminess in there too. And it's like, just, and no matter if you drink it cold, if you drink it warm, it's just so layered, you know? And to me, it's a lot more than a 6.5%. It's just huge, you know, in flavor.
Superb beer.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's crazy because I think more than a lot of styles, Saison can mean so many things.
That's true.
True.
And and even here at the table, we have sour Saisons, which in my mind are a whole new ballgame. And I kind of struggle to call those Saisons, to be honest, because you don't get that yeast-driven character. But, you know, whatever. That's just me on my high horse pulling a Caperton. But what's crazy is even all the different, you know, Belgian and French and different yeast strains that you can get and how varied the flavors can be. When someone says Saison, like Saison DuPont flavor is what pops in your mind or in your mouth or something.
Yeah, like automatically.
That whole profile.
And even though you did point out it's yeast driven, and that's what most people think, but this has a wonderful bready malt, you know, backbone holding it up.
Absolutely.
Well, there's very few beers that when you say a style, there's one beer that you think
comes
of,
to mind,
you know, like, you know, when you say like Pilsner, it's Pilsner or Kale, you know, that's what you think of, or, you know, I'm sure there's, you know, like a stout, I mean, Irish stout, you're going to think of Guinness or whatever. But
what about a raspberry slushy ice beer?
Actually, I would say Dave's going to review that.
Yes.
It's his favorite.
That's one of good old boy Mike's favorite beers.
Oh, it is.
I like it.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
And would you know what is ridiculous in all this is if you were to have said that, good old boy Caperton could tell you who made one of the best raspberry slushies.
Yeah, he was an early adopter.
He loved slushy beers.
Yes. Yeah. It was weird.
Slushies was...
Well, slushies and saisons.
That was his two things.
It just doesn't even add up.
You know?
There were things that he would like that you're like, oh, really?
Yeah, you're
really? Really? Are you screwing with me? No, you're serious,
right? So you are really into anime.
Because we got him a t-shirt.
We did. We got, I mean, like...
Durham, right?
Yeah.
Yep. Yep. So that. When he would go to, like, after we surprised him by getting him that. Yeah. And then it seemed like every fest he went to afterwards, he was sporting that shirt.
Yeah.
And it's just so funny to see this big, tall
biker looking dude.
Right. Yeah. Biker dude.
Bearded, yeah.
Who had a thing for slushies.
Yeah.
I think he wanted people to come at him with their hot slushy takes, and he was ready.
Yeah,
to,
sure.
Ready to start that conversation.
Oh, yeah.
Start that slushy war.
He'll put you down.
Oh, he could. I mean, his verbal punches
were
strong. Extraordinary.
He had the wit, man.
He did.
Oh, yeah. Just like cutting, amazing wit, too. And, you know, like, I don't know, like, I feel like his, you know, the last couple of years, you know, of course, his lovely wife, Courtney, you know, passed away from cancer after a long battle, and God, she was such a badass attorney. And then, you know, his dog Laddie, and just like, man, he had, it's kind of a sad,
he was taking the hits.
Yeah, he was taking the hits, man.
He was, but he like never,
he kept going.
Yeah. He kept going, yeah, man. And just finding new like loves and passions and stuff. And
yeah,
it's a lot to carry around and not really let it.
And almost always had a smile on his face, and a great, great smile. Yeah.
Oh, or a scowl if you cut in line, you jerk face.
Yeah, really.
Oh, yeah.
That's how it's going to be, huh?
Yeah. Right, yeah. Right? Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, totally.
That's how you want it. Let's go. Right.
I was a little scared.
Yeah.
Well, okay, so would you think that, I mean, with this being the reference standard of saisons, I think at some point he tried to brew just like this. Because I remember tasting one or two of his saisons that were a bit on the citrusy side of things.
Hmm.
Yeah, he was always kind of going for that ultimate saison recipe, I feel like.
Yeah, it was always evolving.
And he wouldn't always let you try his stuff.
No, I had like one of his beers ever. I don't... Yeah.
I had two, but I had to beg. And I begged hard.
For you, I'm sure.
And I think there was exception. And I think there was a trade of like records at the time. Maybe, vinyl.
Maybe the slushy t-shirt.
Yeah. Maybe that put it over the edge. I don't know. But I just remember there being a citrusy one. So, you know, he also tinkered with like some herbaliness too.
Yeah. Well, I remember for a while he was really into trying to do some like tea beers, which I was like into for a while. Yeah. And so he would just kind of find some pretty creative outlets and sort of go down the rabbit hole on them. I think Saison DuPont, I think this is the one, like it mentions even the yeast, like fully attenuating. I feel like this is one that needs something else to like finish it out. Like the yeast is, it's pretty well known for stalling like in the middle of fermentation. I feel like I remember him struggling with that sometimes too. And
you just gotta shake the crap out of it.
Yeah, like a new, I think like add Brett towards the end. No, that's not
I thought he had mentioned something about like adding a little champagne yeast at the end to jump start it.
It was some
again,
other thing
right?
to finish it off. Yeah, for sure. That makes a lot more
interesting.
Sense.
Interesting.
Yeah, which I just like, it blew me away. I'm like, why would you add that? Like, you don't want it dry, but he's like, well, you got to get it going again. And I was like,
well, if you add just a little bit, though, if it pops
well,
it off.
Well, right.
Yeah.
He wouldn't add like a full pack, you know, and I remember him saying that he was tinkering with the recipe. But anyways, okay. So in the grand scheme of things, if we were to rate this,
it's a one.
Yeah, it's like number one in our hearts.
Can this be our first 10?
The Saison DuPont is at least a 5.
2 5s.
Two 5s at least. Okay.
It's 2 5s.
Well, thank you.
Okay. I can give it three if you want.
Well, of course. All right. Good old boy Tim, what did you bring today?
So I brought also a Saison, in case you weren't expecting that.
Not at all. Not at all.
And so I
think Tim brought a can of foam.
I did. Yeah. Well, it's a good sign because this is what Saison DuPont did as well. It took a while to
behave itself.
Settle down.
Foamy, don't you know me?
So yeah, so I brought the Saison from OEC Brewing out of Connecticut.
I didn't realize you liked that brewery. It's weird.
Yeah, I wouldn't have thought that at all.
You never drink their beers.
Yeah, I get their beers every now and then.
Once or twice.
Yeah, I have family that live in Connecticut, and they're very generous with stopping by the brewery. So I don't. This is definitely not a beer that I had with Caperton because I think it's new and I've never had it. This one's brewed with grains of paradise. But obviously, many, many Saisons throughout the years with them. So it was kind of, I kind of just wanted to see what I had in my cellar that might sort of call his name. And the other option was a different OEC beer. So the runner up, I would say, I was thinking of getting something from Saint Somewhere.
Oh, okay.
But
he was a fan of Bob.
He loved Bob almost as much as Julie.
Almost as much as me.
You know, no one loves Bob as much as Julie, but.
Not even Bob.
Yeah. Oh. Not even Bob's wife.
What?
Boy, he loves Scratch too.
Oh man,
love Scratch.
Good Lord.
You know, Blackberry Farm Saison was another one of his favorites too. So
yeah. I remember during COVID they did Rhizome actually did the like Blackberry Farm tasting.
Right.
And I remember
Rhizome at home.
Yeah. So he came over to my house. There was like a whole charcuterie board and cheese and he loved his meats and cheeses. And I think that was the first time I had the Blackberry Farms IPA, green can.
That
was
good,
yeah. That thing's so good. Wow. But yeah, the classic Saison, we did the can versus the bottle.
Mm.
Well, we'll be back with more in just a minute. Destination, but baby, the whole elation riding down this lover's avenue. As slow as a willow blows, or as fast as the whirlwind grows, we glide beneath the stars in cobalt blue. Look to the left, to the right, keep your eyes on the road, my darling, wondering if we're only passing through. Open roads and open windows, my hand is yours forever, sweet love. Our eyes ahead on these back roads with a view. Welcome back, everyone. Today is a very special episode as we pay homage to our beloved good old boy Caperton. And good old boy Tim, right before the break, we were talking about his Saison from OEC, which is Ordinum Eccentrici Fructoris. And forgive me for butchering that. They're a brewery from Oxford, Connecticut.
Oh, Oxford. Of course, they're going to use fancy words.
I know, right? Well, what good old boy Tim brought was their Saison, which is 5.5% ABV, using a classic single infusion mash with Belgian Pilsner and Vienna malt, along with locally grown unmarked wheat and rolled oats from the Thrall.
When they start rolling them oats, man.
Oh boy.
Say what. That 10 times fast. It is spiced with grains of paradise prior to its warm open fermentation using a traditional Saison yeast. The result is beautifully citrus forward, zesty, dry, and refreshing. Perfect for a hot summer day. And today is a hot summer day. Yes. So how appropriate is that?
What are grains of paradise?
They're actually so it's a type of pepper.
Yeah,
seeds. And actually, like Sam Adams Summer, that's like one of the main ingredient, like flavoring agents in that. But
But is it a type of pepper?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so they actually give like a little peppery kind of flavor.
Interesting.
Yeah. I'm trying to think.
A little bit of spice.
There's a few beers that actually use it. Some Belgian beers, I think, actually use Grains of Paradise in there. And it's, yeah.
But it's a peppercorn.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Interesting. Yeah.
They're tiny, but they're flavorful, like me.
Well, you know, they wow. It makes sense because Saison, like when I tell people who don't know what a Saison is, I feel like kind of peppery is one of the main descriptors of, not all, but a lot.
Well, some of that you get from the yeast, but
for sure,
you know.
Yeah, but then this would just enhance that.
Amp exactly. it up.
Right.
Pump up the volume. Like dance.
Yeah, this is really, really nice. Very easy drinking. Very summery. It's beautiful, easygoing, very, you know, very summery. And yeah, I could see Caperton drinking a lot of these. Like this would be one of the things he would bring to the campsite in the summer.
Absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. It's like, you know, the beauty and the, it's complex, but also simple sort of. I think that's, he was kind of the same, I guess.
Come over.
Yeah. Complex and simple.
Totally.
Come over, he'd whip a couple of those out of his backpack and.
I know.
Pop
on the table. Yeah, with the sly smile on his face.
He would always come over with a backpack on.
Yeah,
I know.
That's true.
I know. Like, and it's like, you're not in college, dude. Why the backpack?
Right. My neighbor's like, who's this drug dealer? I'm like, he's just got great beers in his backpack.
And yeah.
Always.
Always.
That's his drug.
Yeah.
The beer is the drug.
Well, that was one of them.
He had some other fun treats sometimes, I guess, but you know.
Well, but facts. Anyways, yes. Okay, so what shall we rate this beautiful OEC Saison from?
Give it this.
Yes.
Yeah.
Good solid 4. Thank you so much for bringing this, good boy Tim.
Yeah. Cheers.
This is beautiful.
Well, it's delicious.
Well, now a word from our a word from our boss, good boy Mike.
All right.
Hey, this is good old boy Mike, and I wanted to introduce a beer that I got to share with Caperton. It is from Yazoo Brewing from their Embrace the Funk series, and this beer is called Saison Dubois. There have been a lot of batches of this beer over time, and I thought this was a great beer, very indicative of a common conversation I've had with Caperton. We used to hang out at the Yazoo Tap Room quite a bit, and would enjoy both the beers that were, you know, always coming out, both from the clean line and the sour line. And Saison Dubois was something that was introduced before, right about the time they moved to the Madison, Tennessee tap room. And this particular beer is, you know, right on spot for the style. And I think that's one of the things I always enjoyed, you know, about Caperton was he was just so quick to recognize how well a Saison would have been, you know, brewed. And there was many times that he would say, you know, look, I'm sorry, but this is not a true Saison. And a lot of it was, you know, the choice of, you know, the mash bill or the culture that they would use, you know, for that particular Saison. This particular Saison, this is batch 5, Saison Dubois, again from Yazoo Brewing, is a rustic Belgian farmhouse ale brewed with Pilsner and oats, fermented with a classic Wallonian yeast, and aged for 6 months in French oak puncheons. It has a soft mouthfeel. The base grains are wheat and rye, and that generates a lot of simplicity, which is really the way that you should, you know, end up describing most really good Saisons. They use their house culture, and you know, the house culture there at Embrace of Funk, it's, you know, fairly, you know, right on spot always. It's kind of tart up front, and it's slightly acidic on the back end. This particular Saison has a bit of a dry finish. So if you like those, you know, farmhouse ales or, you know, Saisons that are kind of creamy, this is not your thing. If you like the ones that are, you know, more like a champagne yeast, a lot of Saisons will use something like that. This is definitely not going to be this. This is definitely stepping down that, you know, Belgian lambic, you know, style, you know, kind of farmhouse ale that you would typically look for. So I hope you'll definitely reach out, check out this beer. There are new batches that are being released all the time. Some of the batches are slightly different, but I really enjoyed this one. Well, I'll let the rest of our co-hosts chime in, let you know what they thought about this beer.
All right. Thank you, Mike. Yeah, this is everything I would expect out of like a true Caperton-y kind of loving beer. You know?
Yeah.
It's all the funk.
Yeah, all it's super funky.
It is. I think it's probably one of my favorite Yazoo beers. Might be my favorite Yazoo beer, actually. It's a good one. I remember having it at the tap room, like Mike was saying, when the, you know, they'd have two or three Embrace the Funk options on draft.
Yeah.
I just remember just draining, just drinking so much that it goes down so easy.
It really does.
Even for a sour, but compared to some of their other sours, I think it's a little more restrained.
Well, this is like one of the Embrace the Funk beers that doesn't peel your paint.
Exactly.
You know.
But I like that though, because you know, you don't have to worry about brushing your teeth. It's just kind of
sure. Just
yeah, because there's no more enamel left.
Yeah, if you have no enamel, you don't have to protect it. Sure.
And it's crazy how, you know, there was a time where this style of beer was all the rage and you couldn't get enough of it, you know? And now, like, after being so Pilsner and lagery driven this past year for myself, anyways, coming back to something like this, it makes me appreciate it even more. And like, and I feel like there's peaches there, even though there isn't peaches there.
Some kind of stone fruit action.
Yeah, exactly. Right. Yeah. You know, that I'm like, oh yeah, this is what I kind of miss this. And
no, this
you know,
is a tasty little beer.
Yeah, this is, it really is. And I could totally see why Mike thought of this.
Yeah.
For Caperton.
Yeah, it has that, you know, kind of a, approaching a lambic, not to... It's not.
I could just see Mike
nearly and, as complex, but
Mike and Caperton, like, if you'd have to know them, know both of them to just know how ridiculous it is for the two of them to sit there and have a discussion about beers because
stronger opinions have not been had.
Like, dude.
But the cool thing was that both of them were right at the same time.
Yes. Exactly.
With very different,
versions of right, but totally right.
The most right that any people could ever be.
Ever.
Just imagine two bulls in a pasture, you know?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. But yet, no blood was ever drawn. Mm. Amazing.
True that.
Yeah.
The always mark, mutual respect.
The mark of true friendship, for sure. Well, what shall we rate? Yeah. As if there was a doubt.
It's a beautiful beer.
Yeah, the Yazoo Saison Dubois, we shall rate a 5. It is beautiful.
Benson Dubois.
Okay, so now we get to me. Me. Okay.
Me.
So mine is a little different. As one would
normal.
Know that I'm a little different. No, this is not a Saison. This is called Mirror Shield, and it is from Hudson Valley Brewery in Beacon, New York. This is a sour IPA with raw wheat, malted oats, milk sugar, lychee, chamomile, and lavender. 7% ABV. Now,
this is that example of non-Saison stuff that Caperton liked.
Okay. So you're going to say, why, what? Julie? And what? What? Boy? And why? And all of that. Okay, so the first time that Dave and I went to this brewery.
On our big New England.
Yeah, New England tour.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was the first time that Dave actually saw that neck of the woods. I didn't
even know that part of the country existed.
Man, that's a true Southern boy, right?
Yeah.
Anyways.
Y'all got people up here?
I had been texting back and forth with Caperton beforehand, and I said, hey, is there anything in the area that you're interested in, you know, while we go up here? I said, I'm going to go and hit these specific places and then, you know, open to suggestions too. And when he saw that I was planning on going to Hudson Valley, he's like, oh, dude, you got to tell me exactly what they have on tap. You got to tell me everything. So needless to say, we were, I mean, and it was a cool place. It's a very...
Didn't we get him a hoodie?
We did get him a hoodie. Yeah. Yes. And I got the
same. Bought him a lot of clothes over the
time. I know. Yeah. It's not just beer when we get him clothes. Yes. Well, it was
Thank you for clothing him.
Yeah. Yes. Well, no
that
worries.
That was for the benefit
it
of
was,
everyone.
It was a storm jacket, actually.
Mm.
Yeah. Good well, try. I mean, with the hood, but yes, yeah. A storm jacket. So anyways, so I'm texting him like every 5 minutes. You know how like when you're waiting for the first delivery of like, you know, of a new cousin or something like that, you're glued to the phone. Okay. Well, he and I were texting frantically, like all friggin' day. You know, at one point Dave is like, are you going to get off the phone with him? And I'm like, well, no, but yeah. You know, so I'm sending him pictures and showing him pictures of all of the gear that they had for sale. And we're going back and forth and back and forth. Anyway, so one of the beers that I did bring home was this. And I'm like, okay, you know, like he came over to pick up his jacket and I'm like, dude, you got to try this. And, you know, he tried and he did. And he just was like, yeah, this is what I love well, about thinking outside the box. Like, you know, exactly.
There's a ton of flavor in this beer.
Yeah, there really is. There's a lot of really cool things going on. I mean, I kind of like this beer.
I like it. It is all over the place, but it works.
It does. You know, it's got that creaminess. It's got the milk sugariness, vanilla.
It pops.
It's got the fruit. You know, you could.
There's something savory about it.
Yeah. It's all of those things. So last time I went home, I happened to see this and I'm, you know.
Was that the one that he dug?
Yeah.
This mirror shield?
The same one.
Wow. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What an interesting, you know, just. Chamomile and lavender and then lactose. Like what an interesting like wow.
They do a lot of lactose beers. Like a lot of their beers are lactose sour IPAs or just lactose sours, but
not in a over the top kind of way.
Yeah, this is like whoever said savory, like that's I'm not sure where that's coming from, but it really is kind of cool. Like
they almost use lactose more like part of the grist versus as an adjunct. You know, it's like we know this is going to be in there as a softener to kind of balance out hops or the different things that are going to go into this.
Yeah, I think it's some of those, what is it? What'd you say? Chamomile, lavender?
Chamomile, lavender.
Yeah. I think it's adding an earthiness that contrasts kind of the sweetness is where I'm getting that savory.
It does.
Yeah, because there is that sweetness.
But to me, this like takes all the things that Caperton enjoyed. Like he loves scratch and all of the farm to tableness of what scratch
foraging.
Go outside. Foraging of what scratch would do, right?
Yeah, we found some things.
Yeah, and hit some stuff out of the yard.
Leaf pile.
Right. he likes
I'll fight you on his behalf.
Yeah.
You need to he likes chill. Everyone needs to chill with the scratch.
Yeah. No.
Scratch. I love scratch. Dude, I love it.
Right. Scratch is great.
Yeah.
But he also loves Saisons. He loved those that crispness, you know? And then he loved the slushies. And to me, this brewery kind of
the intersection.
Although
Sparky
did say
Scratch tasted like dirt. So
I made a man that was much larger than me by many times.
Yeah, he almost struck you.
Yeah, he did. I really pushed it as hard as I could.
I mean, it does taste like dirt, like in the best
way. But good
way
dirt.
Possible.
The best dirt.
Like when you eat a beet.
Yeah.
It's like the earth.
But the
and your poop red.
The lychee in here, you know, gives it that sweetness that's like almost cherry, but not cherry.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
but
interesting.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Well,
and it just balances out everything. And honestly, I could see this as a slushie. I wouldn't want to drink it as a slushie, but I could see it as a slushie. So anyways, the Mirror Shield from Hudson Valley. What would you guys like to rate it?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm a good solid 4 on that. Well, actually, I'm a 5. But we're going to go with 4 for here.
Yeah.
Well, I think that is going to do it for this episode.
Before we do it, though, we should all...
Oh, yes.
Whatever last bit you have in your glass, raise it up.
Or get something, yes.
And let's have one last toast to our fallen brother.
Cheers.
We love you, Caperton.
Yes, that
Cheers.
We do.
Cheers.
Cheers, that Caperton. We do.
And on that note... that is going to conclude it for us today. Mm-hmm. Good boy, Kendall. Thanks so much for being here.
It has been a real pleasure. I miss that guy so much.
Yeah, we all do. Please tell us about your blog and all that you are doing this summer.
Well, my beautiful wife and I blog at Beer Makes 3, but this year, 2023, we're visiting nearly every brewery in the state of Tennessee. So follow us at bm3.beer.
Good old boy, Tim. Thanks so much for being here.
Yeah, thanks for having me. Always good to get together and always good to reminisce about a great friend.
Good old boy, Sparky. Thank you for being here.
Glad to be here. And also, that guy was one hell of a hugger.
He was.
One of the best huggers.
He was.
Yeah, he was. Good old boy, Dave.
Hey. I'm glad to sit around the table with all you guys, even you, Tim.
Oh, so, I don't believe it, but I'll take it.
I don't believe it either.
Well, shout out to good old boy Mike and Reverend Mark, who had to leave. This is good old gal Juliana. Keep on chuggling, and Caperton, you're always with us.
We hope you enjoyed this episode. If you're listening to us online, do yourself a favor and tap.
Just tap it in.
The subscribe button.
Give it a little tappy. Tap, tap, tap-a-roo.
The easiest way to listen to our show is to ask Siri, Alexa, Google, Uncle Larry, or whoever it is that talks to you on your phone. Play podcast, Sip Suds and Smokes. We love your feedback, and you can reach us at info@sipsudsandsmokes.com. Our tasting notes flow out on Twitter and Instagram with our handle, @SipSudsAndSmokes, and our Facebook page is always buzzing with lots of news. You'll also be able to interact with the thousands,
millions, and millions
of other fans on those social media platforms. Do us a favor. Take the time to rate this episode if you're listening to us online. That's a big help to us, and we get to see your feedback as well. Come back, join us for another episode, and keep on sipping.
This has been a One Tan Hand production of Sip Suds and Smokes, a program devoted to the appreciation of some of the finer slices of life. From the Dude in the Basement Studios, your host, the good old boys, will see you all next time.